Welcome back to The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. Cancer research needs you, San Antonians and area residents, for a critical study. The cancer study is looking to see what could prevent cancer. The American Cancer Society is looking for anyone between the ages of 30 and 65 who've never had cancer. Donna Muslin is with the American Cancer Society, and she joins us now with more. Donna, welcome to The Source.
I'm so glad to be there. Thank you.
So tell us about this study.
It is an extraordinary opportunity to actually contribute to research and cancer prevention over a period of many, many years. My mother was a cancer victim. I am a survivor of breast cancer, and I can't think of any other reason that could be better than to participate in a study such as this. I can't do it because the study, the CPRS3, which we are calling it, that study is now beginning. We're registering people for it, and it is specifically for those between the ages of 30 and 65 and those that have never been diagnosed with cancer.
And so how do people participate? What do you do if you sign up for this? What will they ask of me?
Well, that's a great thing about this, is that so many people, and I hear this all the time in San Antonio, I hear from people that, you know, I would really help with that research. I'd really like to get in, be part of a research program, but it takes too much time. I have to go here. I have to go there. The good thing about this is that this study will take 20 to 30 years, and the only thing you have to do is register online or by phone, which you can do anytime, any place, and they will ask you questions. You have about a 15-minute interview asking about your background, nutrition questions, ethnicity, all those type of things. And then on the days that are designated for the enrollment, which is May the 17th, 18th, and the 31st, you go to the designated places to enroll. They measure your waist, fun part of it, and then they take blood, do a small blood sample, and that is it. And the only other thing you have to do other than that, which we want you to do other than that, and that is every year or so you will get another questionnaire in the mail. You fill it out and mail it back in, and that is it. And the results of these studies over the past have been just extraordinary. So it's such an easy way to really contribute and make a difference.
How does this help track down the causes of cancer?
Well, there's questions on this. That's a great question, because there are questions on this, and particularly what we're looking for in this study is how ethnicity, your background, your genetics, and nutrition play a part in getting cancer. And, of course, we are hoping on a national basis to enroll 300,000 people. Out of that amount of people, there are people in that group that are going to get cancer. And that's going to be especially important for us to know what were their nutritional goals, how did they eat, did their family in the past have any form of cancer. It is a study. It's an extensive study. And the great thing about this study is that this is the third one, and there have been two others, the first one beginning in the 1960s going to 1980, then from 1980 to approximately 2000, and now we are beginning the third study, which will go for the next 20 to 30 years.
And what do they find in those previous studies?
I think myself personally, the most exciting and the most interesting thing that was found from the first study from 1960 to 1980, the study gave the facts, the specific facts, that smoking affected lung cancer, that it was a direct result of smoking. Lung cancer was a direct result of smoking. And very soon after that happened, and the results were presented to the Attorney General, he made the decision then to include the warning on every cigarette package that smoking did result in many, many situations in lung cancer. So that was really exciting about that. And there have been other things that have been learned in the studies that have come after that, but that probably was one of the most significant.
So they were able to find the link or to establish a link between smoking and lung cancer, something that today we take for granted, but back then still wasn't so clear. So folks that you are looking to recruit for this study, do they have to be, they're probably thinking, well, I need to be healthy, I need to be fit and trim, or you're just looking for everyday folk?
We are looking for everyday people, and one of our targets in San Antonio are Hispanics. We have a major part of the Hispanic population is here in San Antonio, and we are looking for Hispanics to enroll because in some situations their nutrition habits and their other ethnic balances will actually give us more information as to what will affect, again, cancer prevention and research.
Because there have been criticisms in the past that studies tended to just be populated with white males, and that wasn't really appropriate sometimes for women and ethnic minorities.
That is correct, yes, and that's the other area we're looking for, and that is guys. So we really encourage men to sign up for this, so very definitely. And, that was in the more recent study that was completed, the one that ended in around the beginning of 2000, was how nutrition actually had some bearing on cancer. And that is one of the areas where in this new study we really want to take that to a higher level.
So also looking for links between cancer and smoking, obesity, hormone supplements, and pollution.
Yes, yes, yes. It is one of, if not the most comprehensive studies there is on prevention and research.
Well, it seems amazing that you're going to be able to get all that information just with these casual encounters with people who sign up for the study every once in a while.
Well, the first questionnaire is extensive. They do. There's a lot of questions on it. There's a lot of questions about where you live and how you live, and again, your lifestyle. It is very much of a lifestyle questions that you will be asked on the first. And again, as I said, it's going to affect. We look at the population here in San Antonio. We are not considered to be one of the thinnest or the healthiest cities in the country.
But we're trying to change that. We're trying to change that. So tell me again, how can people participate? How do they sign up?
Well, there's a phone number that you can call if you don't wish to go online. You can go online by pulling up cancerstudytx.org. Or you can call 1-888-604-5888, and that is your registration. And again, you will be asked questions. You'll have an opportunity to answer. It will take about 15 minutes, and then at that time, you will be given an appointment to enroll. And we have enrollment at three different locations on the 17th, 18th, and 31st of May. And then you'll be told where to go and what will happen. And
okay.
That is the...
All right. Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate you sharing this information with us. Donna Muslin of the American Cancer Society. The Source continues after this break. We'll be talking with Arturo Madrid about his powerful autobiography. Stay tuned.